I'm going to call this meeting of the Legislative Council to order. Today is Wednesday, May 7th. It's 5:17 p.m. I'd like to remind everyone to silence their cell phones, and I'm going to ask Recording Secretary Madison Truitt to call the roll to establish a quorum. I also want to, thank moderator David Monroe for being here and helping us stay online. Ms. Truitt, if you'll call the roll.
Representative Carrick.
Here.
Speaker Edgman.
Here.
Representative Kopp.
Here.
Representative Prox.
Here.
Representative Schrage.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Senator Klayman. Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Honored to be here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Here.
Senator Stedman. Vice Chair Stevens.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
10 members present.
With 10 members present, we do have a quorum to conduct business. President Stevens, I'm going to ask you for a motion on approval of our agenda.
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
Are there any changes or objections to the agenda? Then the agenda is approved as submitted and moved. That will bring us to approval of minutes for the March 31st, 2025 meeting. Senator Stevens,
Madam Chair, yes, I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council approve the minutes dated March 31st, 2005 as presented.
Are there any changes to the minutes? Seeing no one seeking to amend, the minutes are approved for the March 31st, 2025 meeting. That brings us to the sanctioning of a charitable event. Senator Stevens, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I move and ask unanimous consent that Legislative Council ratify the Chair's sanctioning of the following charitable event per AS24.60.080A2B, Sham Jam, May 10th, 2025.
So I'll object for the purposes of discussion. And I will remind everyone that the 501c3 status of the beneficiary of Sham Jam has been verified and open for discussion. That. I will remind members, because two members of this body aren't old enough, but the theme is the Y2K dress, and that's the real music of the 2000s. So, if you were able to recollect the year 2000 and Y2K crisis, you should be buying a ticket to go to Sham Jam. With that, you don't remember?
Was I here?
You were here. You probably had a big event at your business on that night. If there is no objection, no one else with an objection, I will remove my objection, and we have sanctioned, you have ratified the sanctioning of Sham Jam 2025. That brings us to our committee business under an executive session. We will go into an executive session to discuss several procurement items. Senator Stevens, do you have a motion for executive session?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussion of matters, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and 22B3, discussion of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential. The following people may remain in the room or online for the executive session: Jessica Yeary, Santi Lesh, Shea Wilson, Tim Powers, Serge Lesh, J.C. Kestrel, Ernest Daigle, Emily Naumoff, any legislators not on Legislative Council, and any staff of Legislative Council members.
Representative Prox?
Just a question. What it looks like these are final documents that would eventually be made public. What could somebody state? What about this could adversely affect state finances or whatever the reason for going into executive session?
Ms. Geary?
Yep. For the record, Jessica Geary, Executive Director, Legislative Affairs Agency, through the Chair, Representative Prox. Because the procurements, they contain information of bids submitted by different vendors until that until the contract is awarded, we don't want those bids to get out to the public. So that's why it's handled in an executive session.
Very good. Thank you.
With that, we're going to take a brief at ease and secure the room for an executive session. Ms. Truitt, will you call the roll to reestablish a quorum, please?
Representative Carrick. Speaker Edgman.
Here.
Representative Kopp. Representative Prox.
Here.
Representative Schrage.
Here.
Representative Stutes.
Here.
Senator Klayman.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Honored to be here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Keel.
Here.
Senator Stedman. Vice Chair Stevens.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
11 members present.
With 11 members present, we have a quorum and are ready to proceed. I would ask members of the committee to once again turn to RFQ 683, the Alaska State Legislature Telephone System Equipment. I will turn to Senator Stevens and ask for a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the award of RFQ 683 for telephone system equipment to Synergy Telco, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $110,070.71.
Can object for purposes of discussion and ask Mr. Wilson and Mr. Kestel to briefly describe what we are doing with this RFQ.
Thank you, Chair Hannon. RFQ 683 was issued by the agency on April 4th to solicit bids for new telephone system equipment. The RFQ was published on the state's online public notices and distributed to several vendors throughout the state. There were 8 bids that were received in response to the RFQ, and the low bidder for this project as shown in your bid abstract is Synergy Telecom Incorporated at a total price of $110,070.71. After evaluation of the bids, LAA recommends the award to Synergy Telecom Incorporated. I'm happy to answer your questions about the RFQ process, and Chief Information Officer Shea Wilson is here to discuss more about the project.
Any questions? Are you ready to vote? Ms. Truitt, will you please call a roll call vote on the motion?
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Prox.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
With 11 yeas, the motion to award the RFQ to Synergy Telecom has been has passed. The next item before us does not have a motion, but it is the telephone system services. And Mr. Wilson, or Mr. Kessel, will you very briefly describe the actions that we will be taking with the new telephone system services?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of Legislative Council. For the record, my name is Shay Wilson, Chief Information Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. The legislator's current phone system is provided through the executive branch. In the year 2020, the executive branch began a multi-year project to move to Microsoft Teams for phone service. The legislature operates our own Microsoft environment, and we cannot utilize OIT resources to run our telephone system any longer. We've identified a preferred provider, and with connectivity expenses, it would total $94,000 annually. DTI is projecting that we will convert Juneau this fall, with Anchorage and Fairbanks to follow in 2026. Because this utility is excluded under Procurement Procedures 020, no Legislative Council action is required for this. Thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Seeing no questions, thank you for that additional information. That brings us to our next motion on the Capitol Parking Lot Design, Engineering, and Construction. Senator Stevens, do you have a motion?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve a contract award to PND Engineers Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $75,000.
And I'm going to object for purpose of discussion and ask Mr. Lesh and Mr. Kestel to come forward and give us a brief explanation of what this contract is doing.
Thank you, Chair Hannon. For the record, J.C. Kestel, Legislative Affairs Agency Procurement Officer. The agency solicited proposals from qualified engineering firms throughout the state to provide design, engineering, and construction administration services to the agency for a remodel or a revitalization of the parking garage here at the Capitol. The end result is to be bid-ready construction documents along with construction administration during any construction that takes place. The scope, five firms initially expressed interest in the project. However, only two submitted proposals. The lowest proposal from P&N Engineers for $71,500, and the other proposal received was from Haltz Engineering for $113,950. Both proposals were reviewed thoroughly to make sure they meet the agency's requirements, and the agency recommends the award to P&D. I'm happy to answer questions about the proposal process, and Serge Lesh, our facilities manager, can describe why this project is needed.
Any questions from members or further explanation needed? All right, I'm going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to please call the roll on the motion for the parking lot engineering being awarded to P&D Engineers.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Prox.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutz.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
With 11 yeas, we have awarded the contract to P&D Engineers for the work on our parking lot design, engineering, and construction. This brings us to item number 6 on our agenda, the fiscal year 26 computer hardware refresh. Senator Stevens.
Madam Chair, I move that Legislative Council approve the fiscal year 26 computer hardware refresh expenditure of $228,084.
And I'm going to object for purpose of discussion and ask Mr. Wilson to return to the table to provide a little bit of information on the item and answer any questions members have.
(Clears throat) Thank you, Madam Chair, members of Legislative Council. Again, for the record, my name is Shay Wilson, Chief Information Officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. You each have in your packet a memo regarding the annual hardware refresh for the fiscal year 2026, which comes before Council every year for approval to replace outdated technology equipment across the legislature. The prices this year reflect an increase due to international tariffs. The numbers also include the replacement of a PC model that will no longer be capable of running Windows 11 this fall. In addition, this year's proposal includes Ombudsman, Office of Victims' Rights, and Legislative Finance, which have been excluded from these annual requests in the past. Without this expenditure, IT would not be able to replace aging equipment as it breaks down or loses functionality, thereby making the legislature less productive when work cannot be accomplished without the necessary technology support. The total cost of the fiscal year 2026 hardware refresh is $228,084 to be paid out of existing capital funds. The costs, replacement equipment lists, and quantities have all been reviewed by IT subcommittee, which recommends Legislative Council approve of this proposal. Thank you for your consideration, and I am happy to answer any questions.
Members of the council, do you have any questions about our hardware refresh? Seeing no one seeking my attention, I'll remove my objection and ask Ms. Truitt to please call the roll on the motion.
Representative Carrick.
Yes.
Speaker Edgman.
Yes.
Representative Prox.
Yes.
Representative Schrage.
Yes.
Representative Stutes.
Yes.
Senator Klayman.
Yes.
Senator Giesel.
Yes.
Senator Gray Jackson.
Yes.
Senator Keel.
Yes.
Vice Chair Stevens.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
11 yeas, 0 nays.
With 11 yeas, the motion has been approved. I am just taking one glance around to see if there's anything else come before the committee. There is nothing remaining on our agenda, so we are going to be adjourned at 6:22 p.m.